Namaste, Suprabhatam. Good morning to our listeners in the Greater Houston on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. Good afternoon to our Europe listeners and good evening to our Bharat listeners on TuneIn.com. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, a radio show. We are on the air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. U.S. Central Time. Local time here is 4 minutes after 9. This is your host Rakesh Parikh
and Kanti Patel.
Our mission is to make all aware of the deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva.
Thought of the day. Though others inflict wrongs as painful as flaming torches, it is good if a man can refrain from inflammatory tantrums.
We have an awesome show for you today. Stay tuned. Coming your way shortly, 9:10 Hindu calendar. 9:30, Srimad Bhagavad Gita by Anand from India. 10 o'clock, Events Roundup. 10:11, Prayer Online. 10:30, Sri Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara Nasiman. 11 a.m., Quest of Hinduism and Interaction Between You and Us. And today's topic is, what are the responsibility of parents and grandparents for teaching their kids about Hinduism. 11:15, Young Hindu Voice, and 11:55 will be Mangalam time.
Pushti Marg ke Sansthapak Mahaprabhu Vallabhacharya ji जिन्होंने 8 शिष्य बनाए, 4 उनके स्वयं के शिष्य और 4 उनके सुपुत्र श्री विठ्ठलदास जी के शिष्य। इनके जो महाप्रभु के शिष्य थे उनके नाम इस प्रकार हैं, श्री सूरदास जी, श्री कृष्णदास जी, श्री परमानंद दास जी, श्री कुंभन दास जी, और जो 4 शिष्य उनके सुपुत्र श्री विठ्ठलदास जी के थे उनके नाम हैं श्री छीत स्वामी जी, श्री गोविंद स्वामी जी, श्री नंददास जी, श्री चतुर्भुज दास जी। परंतु ये 8ों ही शिष्य स्वामी वल्लभाचार्य जी के ही कहलाए। इन्होंने भक्ति रस की जो धारा बहाई उससे समाज का बहुत कल्याण हुआ। ये 8ों परम भक्त थे और ये 8ों सखा कहलाए, अष्ट सखा, अष्ट सखा छाप, अर्थात जो इनके हृदय में भक्ति थी वो इन्होंने समाज में उसका प्रचार किया तो उसकी जो छाप पड़ी समाज के ऊपर, इस प्रकार से वो अष्ट सखा छाप कहलाए और ये श्रीनाथ जी के 8ों ही सखा कहलाए। वे जब भजन गाते थे अपनी ही कही हुई वाणी और कीर्तन करते थे तो श्रोता आत्मविभोर हो जाते थे और एक नई धारा ही चल पड़ी जिसको कहा गया अष्ट छाप सखा। हम आपके सामने प्रस्तुत करने जा रहे हैं उन्हीं 8 महाकवियों के पद जो कि आप सुनेंगे।
चित्त को चोर अब ही
अपने कर सुदृढ़ मनोहर, गही अपने कर सुदृढ़ मनोहर, बहुत दिनन की रुचि उपजाऊं, बहुत दिनन की रुचि उपजाऊं, चित को चोर अब ही जो पाऊं, चित को चोर अब ही जो पाऊं, प्रतिदिन को तन ताप बुझाऊं, चित को चोर अब ही जो पाऊं, चित को चोर अब ही जो पाऊं, परमानंद
today's calendar, Sunday, April 5th, 2015. Saka Samvat, 1937. Vikram Samvat is 2072. And the month, according to the who follows the Amavasya month, is Chaitra month, and whoever is following the Purnima month is Vaishak. On April 7th, Tuesday, it's Sankasti Chaturdashi, and on Saturday, April 11th, it's going to be Kalashtami.
सिर धरे मटकिया डोले सिर धरे मटकिया डोले रे कोई श्याम मनो हर लो रे कोई श्याम मनो हर लो रे सिर धरे मटकिया डोले सिर धरे मटकिया डोले कोई श्याम मनो हर लो दधि को नाम बिसर गई ग्वाल 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 दधि को नाम बिसर गई ग्वाल हरि लो बोले रे श्याम मनो हर लो लो रे कोई श्याम मनो हर लो कृष्ण के रूप छकी है ग्वाल छकी है ग्वाल मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर 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 गिरधर के प्रभु गिरि धर नागर चेरी भई बिन मोले रे चेरी
Sankashti Chaturdashi. Each lunar month in Hindu calendar has two Chaturthi. The one after Purnima or full moon during Krishna Paksha is known as Sankashti Chaturthi, and the one after Amavas is new moon during Shukla Paksha is known as Vinayaka Chaturthi. Although Sankashti Chaturthi fasting is done every month, but the most significant Sankashti Chaturthi fell in month of Magh, according to Purnima school, and in month of Push, according to Amavasya school. If Sankashti Chaturthi fails on Tuesday, it is called Angarki Chaturthi, and it is considered highly auspicious. Sankashti Chaturdashi fast is mostly observed in western and southern India, especially in Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
मट्टी में मिल जाना, आखिर मट्टी में मिल जाना। एतनु मुंडना बे मुंडना, एतनु मुंडना बे मुंडना। लकड़ी कहे सुतार को, लकड़ी कहे सुतार को, बे तू क्यों छेड़े मुझको, बे तू क्यों छेड़े मुझको। कोई बखत ना आएगा कि, कोई बखत ना आएगा कि मैं जलाऊं तुझको, मैं जलाऊं तुझको। ए तनु मुंडना बे मुंडना, ए तनु मुंडना बे मुंडना, ए तनु मुंडना बे मुंडना। आखिर मट्टी में मिल जाना, आखिर मट्टी में मिल जाना। ए तनु मुंडना बे मुंडना, कहत कबीरा सुन भाई साधो, कहत कबीरा, कहत कबीरा गबीरा, कहत कबीरा कहत कबीरा। सुन भाई साधो, साधो साधो, कहत कबीरा सुन भाई साधो, देना नहीं साले भगत से पार उतारो, भाव भगत से पार उतारो। राम नाम जप करना, राम नाम जप करना। ए तनु मुंडना बे मुंडना, ए तनु मुंडना बे मुंडना, तनु मुंडना बे मुंडना, तनु मुंडना बे मुंडना। आखिर मट्टी में मिल जाना, आखिर मट्टी में मिल जाना, आखिर मट्टी में मिल जाना।
You are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We're on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Our phone number is 832 704-9273. We would like to hear your comments about this show. And if you have any requests for any bhajans, please call us at 832-704-9273. And now it's time for Srimad Bhagavad Gita by Anand Srinivasan from Mumbai.
सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दना पार्थो वत्सुधिर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् स्वधर्मज्ञानवैराग्यसाध्यै भक्तेकगोचरः नारायणपरब्रह्म गीते शास्त्रे समीरितः. गुड मॉर्निंग लिसनर्स, आफ्टर अ शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी विल कंटिन्यू विद द 18th चैप्टर. द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा कंटिन्यूज टू समराइज 18.8. दुःखम् इत्येव यत् कर्म कायक्लेशभयात्यजेत् सकृत्वा राजसं त्यागं नैव त्यागफलं लभेत्. ही कंटिन्यूज टू समराइज, इफ वन सैक्रिफाइसेस अ कर्मास बिकॉज ऑफ रजोगुणा, वन वुड नॉट रीप एनी बेनिफिट्स फॉर सच सैक्रिफाइस. वी सॉ अर्लियर दैट वन हैज टू परफॉर्म कर्मास विद त्याग और सैक्रिफाइस. कर्तृत्व त्याग, दैट इज सैक्रिफाइस द फीलिंग ऑफ आई एम डूइंग इट. Mamata Tyaga, the sacrifice of the thought the karma belongs to me, and Phala Tyaga, the sacrifice of the rewards. With these Tyagas, if we do karmas, we avoid Viparita Jnana and Anyatha Jnana, and good knowledge will blossom and pave the path for moksha or mukti. But if we altogether sacrifice the karmas due to Tamoguna and Rajoguna, then it will not induce proper Jnana and the person will have to face rebirths in this samsara. So he does not reap any rewards for sacrifice. Both Tamoguna and Rajoguna Tyagas are therefore unacceptable by the Lord. He continues with the 9th shloka with Sattvika Tyaga. Karyam etyeva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva satyaga sattviko matah. He says what he likes. In my opinion, Sri Krishna says, the Tamoguna and Rajoguna Tyagas were discussed. We have to understand performance of our karmas as dharma. While doing so, we should forego the feeling of self-doing, self-ownership and results of the karma. Instead, if we mistake doing karmas as adharma and abandon karma, then it is tamasa tyaga. Or, though accepting doing karmas as dharma, yet karmas are abandoned because of the physical hardships, it is rajasa tyaga. Both these tyagas are unacceptable, says the Lord. Niyatama karma, that is prescribed by the Shastras, Panchamahayagna is one such prescribed karma. This is to be performed as atonement for the inadvertent killing of insects and other creatures in our daily lives. This Panchamahayagna or Brahma Yagna, Deva Yagna, Bhuta Yagna, Pitra Yagna and Manusha Yagna. By not performing this, only Papa accrues and this would adhere to us. Such sins would be obstacles for starting Upasana or Bhakti. There will also be obstacles in continuing Bhakti Yoga. With Papa accumulating and not performing any atonement by ways of karmas, how would it be possible to proceed with and progress in Bhakti? Therefore, all have to perform the prescribed duties. Niyatam karmas and Nitya Naimittika karmas have to be performed, says the Lord. That is, we have to do these karmas as they are prescribed by the Vedas without expecting results. We do anything not for results but because that would be pleasing to the Lord. Results will be His pleasure and automatically things will be rewarded. Thus the prescribed duties are to be performed because they are part of worship of the Supreme Lord, because they please Him and because the Shastras prescribe them. But mere doing these karmas is not sufficient, he says. Attachment of the Mamata Buddhi, such tyaga is Sattvika Tyaga according to Sri Krishna. We have to perform these karmas, he says, with the feeling that they would please the Lord, they are prescribed in the Shastras, and with the belief that they are the means of reaching moksha. While mentioning Tamoguna and Rajoguna Tyagas, the Lord mentioned that those people abandon the karmas altogether, but here in Sattvika Tyaga, the karmas are performed and only the results and the selfish feelings are abandoned. This important difference between Rajo Tamo Tyagas and Sattvika Tyaga should be understood clearly as part of the Bhagavad Gita. Shastras say, Ahara Shuddha Sattva Shuddha, Ahara Shuddha Sattva Shuddhi Sattva Shuddha Dhruva Smritihi. That means when we eat good food which is sattvic, automatically the thoughts become sattvic and therefore it enables us to think about Paramatma and eventually moksha. By performing karmas with sattvika tyaga, our mind is cleaned of doubts and sins, and such performance becomes the means to moksha, Upasana or bhakti is performed without obstacles. More and more of upasana leads to moksha. In the beginning of the chapter, Arjuna wanted to know whether tyaga and sannyasa were the same and their significance. Sri Krishna replied, both tyaga and sannyasa were the same and the sattvika tyaga has to be followed. Sacrificing attachment and expectation of results in performing prescribed karmas. Nyadveshtya akushalam karma kushalena anusajyate tyagi sattva samavishto medha vichinna samshayah. How to identify such a person who is doing sattvika tyaga is the next question. He never undergoes any change. Normally we rejoice when good things happen due to punya and then feel gloomy when bad things happen due to papa. But a person who has done sattvika tyaga, sacrificing the feel of I am doing it or is done for me and the results while doing karmas, is not affected by papa or punya and shows no change of rejoice or gloom. He neither desires punya nor he hates papa. Why is this? For this person with sattvika tyaga, sattva guna is flourishing and the person has learnt that all good things are cleared and doubts have gone off the mind. He has not sacrificed the karma but the results of the karma alone. He continues karma every day as a service to the Supreme Lord. He is called a tyagi, beyond desire and hate. How is this possible? That is with the Lord. That is what the Lord has been preaching to us from the beginning of the Gita. The Atma is different from the body, he says. When I say I mean that is the Atma. The hatred and the desires are only related to this body. The Atma has nothing to do with them and neither is the Atma affected by the Sattva Guna, nor the Rajo Guna and neither the Tamo Guna. All these three Gunas are only attached to the body and not to the Atma. Continues with the 11th shloka of chapter 18. Nahi devratta sakyam chaktum karmanya seshatah yastu karma palatyagi satyagi abhidhiyate. While discussing who is a tyagi and who is a sannyasi, he has two questions. Sri Krishna maintains that tyagi and sannyasi were one and the same and he who sacrificed the results of karmas was a tyagi. Now he explains to us how they are the same and how we have to interpret this difference between a sannyasi and a tyagi. Sri Krishna gives us the information very clearly so there is no doubt. He who performs all karmas or aradhana, worship to the Lord and does not aspire for any result is a tyagi. This is the clear definition. There is no atma with a body supported. A living being can ever remain without doing any action. Earlier, we clearly saw in the previous chapters that not even one moment a person can remain without doing an action or karma. Even without our knowledge, we will be doing some karma 24/7. Perhaps without a body, the Atma alone might do nothing. But as long as there is a body, no one can remain without doing any karma. The Lord therefore cautions Arjuna that he cannot abandon karma when Arjuna doubted whether abandoning karma altogether was tyaga. Sri Krishna clarifies again the karmas can never be abandoned as long as the body is there. But then there is an Upanishad saying that only the tyaga or moksha could be reached. What does this mean? He who sacrifices or does not aspire the results of karma and not abandon the karmas totally is a tyagi, he says. And this interpretation of the Upanishad is very clearly done by the Acharyas. He continues to the next shloka. Why does the shloka come in being? The 12th shloka. Earlier the Lord told us the sacrificing of the results of karma was tyaga and not abandoning the karma itself. Arjuna got another doubt. Whether we desire or not for any karma performed, results are bound to be reaped. How can we escape that? Whether we like it or not, if a seed is sown, the plant is bound to grow. If we eat, the body is bound to grow. If we take a medicine, the effect is seen clearly. So there are actions which will yield results, whether we desire it or not. The basis for this doubt is that karmas are bound to yield results. Those karmas were meant for. Sri Krishna disagrees and says that a karma was bound to yield the result it was meant for only if the performer so desired it. Otherwise, such results would not be reaped. There is a very subtle meaning here and has to be carefully understood. Arjuna's assumption was that if results are sacrificed and a karma was performed, the karma would go wasted. He should have not forgotten that all such karmas were prescribed by the Vedas, which are ordained by him. So one had to perform those karmas without desire in the results, but as a puja or aradhana to the Lord. If we desire in that manner and perform the karma, then the karma would fetch us the pleasure of the Lord, and this is no way against reaching moksha. Therefore, performing the karmas cannot be escaped dharma without aspiring for any results, but purely a Bhagavat aradhana for his pleasure. This is logic and tarka. the same action could yield many results. For example, when we perform a Nitya Naimittika Karma, there are different results to it, and it actually depends on what the person wants. Different people perform the same karma but get different results. Panchaitani mahabhaho karanani nibhodime sankhe krityanta proktani siddhaye sarva karmanam. The Lord asked Arjuna to learn from him the five reasons. Sarva karmani includes all domestic laukika karmas and vaidika karmas. These five reasons are for the start of the laukika karmas and the vaidika karmas. These five reasons are must of all actions. These five reasons are not mentioned by the Lord in this shloka but in the ensuing shlokas of this chapter. Where is it said that these five reasons are a must? The Sankhya Buddhi or intellect in accordance to the Vedas to be done, says the Lord. The five reasons for all actions are explained in the intellect form in accordance with the Shastras decisively. Here, Palatyaga is not emphasized by the Lord. Arjuna should remember that he was not doing it and only the reasons or the causes were doing it. Both desiring for results and actions belonging to the self are not the main criteria in this shloka. But all commentators are of the opinion that once the thought of I am the doer is abandoned, it implies Palatyaga. Arjuna's doubt was that even if he were to remember that he was not the doer of the action, what if the results belong to him? That is, result could be his even if action was not his. How is this possible? We frequently find even results are not reaped for actions done by us. Then how is it possible that we reap results for actions by another person? If we study, we can hope to get good marks in a test. But can another person study for us and get the grade? Arjuna's doubt was the doer and the results go together. A doer cannot be different from the person reaping the results. But there are many instances. Example, Yajna was performed by Rishyashringa under the auspices of Vasishtha, but the children were born to Dasharatha. Thus, Kartha Rishyashringa was different from the Bhokta Dasharatha. This objection is refuted by Sri Krishna as the case he was telling us differently. It is not like that in a Yajna where the Ritviks perform the Yajna and the Yajamana reaps the benefit. Here, the Lord is Sarvaloka Maheshwara, the leader of all of the universe. Like his body acts in various deeds, so the result of every karma performed by us will not reach us but the Supreme Lord. When a king comes in possession of an elephant, the elephant is decorated not to please the elephant but the king. Thus the action for some is enjoyed by some others. We are not the doers and the results are not for us but the Lord alone. Another question arises, all karmas are due to the Lord. Is it okay to assume results of the Vaidika karmas to reach the Lord? But what about Laukika karmas? When we eat, we are hungry. When we are hungry, we eat. Likewise, in all domestic actions, we sleep, play, work. The results are enjoyed by us. How is the Lord mentioned here as reaping the benefits? A princess uses a parrot to play. Surely her princess only enjoys it. But to keep her enjoyment, she has to nourish the parrot. Unless the parrot is well looked after, she cannot enjoy it. Therefore, whatever the parrot does, like eating, sleeping, flying, is all the enjoyment of the princess. Similarly, we are like the parrot, and all our actions like eating, sleeping, walking, working is meant for the Lord, like the princess. Therefore, we are not the doers, nor the karmas is for us, and neither the results is for us, says Sri Krishna. Ekam shastram devaki putra gitam eko devo devaki putra eva eko mantrani tasya namani ani karma api ekam tasya devasya seva. Thank you, listeners. We will continue next week.
Thank you, Anand. That was Anand from Mumbai. And that was the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And now we'll listen to another bhajan. Me.
श्री राधे वृषवान लली किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली
श्री राधे वृषवान लली किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली
मेरो कान्हा गुलाब को फूल किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली राधे भावे मिसरी की डली किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली
राधे भावे मिसरी की डली किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली
मेरो कान्हा गुलाब को फूल किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली राधे खेले रंगीली गली किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली
राधे खेले रंगीली गली किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली
मेरो कान्हा गुलाब को फूल किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली
मेरो
निधि दर्शन की प्यासी किशोरी मेरी कुसुम कली
मेरो काना गुलाब को फूल किशोरी
the mind and beyond. Once an inkling to success comes in knowing intuition and how it differs from reasoning, emotional impulses and pre-programmed patterns within the subconscious, the contest is won. Then only we must persist to sustain this knowledge and dive deeper into the invisible. All the mind losing the future and the past and loosening the range of the intellect. When you begin to sense this changeless existence within, your intuition begins to awaken. And if you function through the use of your intuition, you are able to clear many misunderstandings about the experiences of life. In this clarity, intuition is born. Right now, you perhaps think you are the mind. You may feel remote from your inner being. But ask yourself, each time you think you have found yourself, will this change? You will find that every image you hold of yourself is subject to change, even your soul. Or your superconscious mind is subject to change through evolution, and therefore it is important. Only the self, the very core, is eternally the same, eternally real. Find your inner being through feeling. Realize it is closer to you than you, your hands or feet, closer to your even than your breath. Your mind will want to leave this consciousness as soon as you attain it, but gently guide your mind back through the channel of concentration until once again you become rejuvenated, uplifted in the awakeness of that which has never changed. That is your way self, and that is God.
विघ्नहरण गौरी के नंदन सुमिर सदा सुखदाई रे तुलसीदास जो गणपति सुमिरे कोटि विघ्न टल जाई रे वेद पुराण कथा से पहले जो सुमिरे सुखदाई रे अष्ट सिद्धि नव निधि लक्ष्मी मन इच्छा फलदाई रे हरण प्रभु नारायण हे त्रिलोक पति दाता सुख धाम स्वीकारो मेरे प्रणाम त्रिलोकपति दाता सुख धाम स्वीकारो मेरे प्रणाम स्वीकारो मेरे प्रणाम प्रभु स्वीकारो मेरे प्रणाम मनवाणी में वो शक्ति कहाँ जो महिमा तुमरी गान करे हे अगम अगोचर अविकारी निर्लेप हो हर शक्ति से परे हम और तो कुछ भी जाने ना केवल गाते हैं पावन नाम स्वीकारो मेरे प्रणाम स्वीकारो मेरे प्रणाम प्रभु स्वीकारो मेरे प्रणाम आदि मध्य और अंत तुम ही और तुम ही आत्म आधारे हो भक्तों के तुम प्राण प्रभु इस जीवन के रखवारे हो तुम में जीवे जन में तुम में और अंत करे तुम में विश्राम स्वीकारो मेरे परम